Hey friends, this is Misty Phillip, and I am so glad that you are here with me today. I have a special treat for you as I am joined by Allie Worthington for a conversation about standing strong with God. Allie is the author of several books. She is the founder of the Blistem Conference and the co-founder of Called Creatives. We have a great conversation about God's faithfulness in provision. But before we get into the episode, I want to begin by telling you how thankful I am for you, all of you listeners of the By His Grace podcast. The show has been growing by leaps and bounds, and for that, I am so grateful. I wanted to tell you that my Bible study, The Struggle is Real, But So is God, is on sale starting Wednesday through Sunday as my token of appreciation to my By His Grace podcast fans. I just wanted to let you know, if you've not done the study, it has been an impactful study that has helped so many people. It would be great to start a study in the new year. So if that's something that you're interested in, now's the time to grab those copies Wednesday through Sunday as they go on sale. Now, like I said, the By His Grace podcast has been growing. We now have listeners all over the world, which really blows me away. Please know that I pray for each of you, and I love hearing what's resonating with you. I wanted to read my most recent review with you. It says, "Definitely worth the listen." With so many competing podcasts nowadays, how do you choose? We all only have a limited amount of time to listen, right? Misty does a truly excellent job in covering a breadth of topics specifically targeted to women. Whether you are young or old, you will be edified, learned, and be encouraged. And wow, that's just so amazing. Thank you so much for that review. I just appreciate each of you. I love hearing from you. So if you haven't had a chance to leave a review, I would encourage you to do so. And if this episode resonates with you, would you please consider sharing it with a friend? Now, please welcome Allie Worthington to By His Grace. Allie Worthington, welcome to the By His Grace podcast. How are you today?
I am great, and I'm thrilled to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I am so excited. You launched a new book this year called Standing Strong. Now, that is a message that we need in 2020, A Woman's Guide to Overcoming Adversity and Living with Confidence. Wow, what a great title. I'm so glad that you're here to talk about the book today.
Thank you. Yeah, it is the perfect year for the book. And I'll tell you, a funny thing is, When the hard pandemic days come through, I've actually picked up my own book to read what I wrote a little over a year ago, because I need the encouragement this year myself.
You know, I tell people the same thing. I wrote The Struggle is Real, But So is God, and it launched in 2019. And I cannot tell you how many times I've gone back, and I love how God allows our own words to then minister to us. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. He's so good that way.
Yeah. So in your new book, you wrote, "The Holy Spirit tells us a time to stop playing small and to embrace the great gifts God's given us." What advice would you give to a woman listening who wants to embrace her God-given gifts, but she feels stuck or overwhelmed or even insecure in her calling?
That's a great question. I think one of the most important things for us to do foundationally as women of God is to identify when we're playing small because we're afraid or we feel stuck or we don't know what steps to take. And when we're playing small and we're calling it humility, because sometimes God will give us an idea, a vision, something that keeps bubbling to the surface. Even when we try to ignore it, it just keeps coming back up. It comes to mind. And very often women will go, "Oh, that's not for me," or "I'm not smart enough," or "I don't have the resources. I don't have the background. I'm just, if it's meant to be, God will bring it up again." And what happens is we think we're being humble when really we're just playing small and we're holding back from what God wants us to do. I believe that God has great plans for women. That was kind of the original push from the Lord for me to write this book, is that He wants to partner with women to be a force on this earth. He has great plans for each woman, whether that plan is to start a business or write a book or foster a child or get married, whatever it is in this season of life, the Lord wants to partner with women on it and bring it to be. But when we hold ourselves back because of adversity or because of self-doubt, we call it humility, but really we're just playing small. Because for far too long, we've said, well, if it's to be, God will bring it. And God will get us across the finish line. But I believe God expects us to lace up our shoes and to start walking.
That's right. Yeah. We just have to take that first step and we can do it afraid. But we just have to step, right? That's part of that faith process. I would love to know who some of the women are in your life that have encouraged you to stand strong.
Oh, I'm surrounded by amazing women, and people are always surprised to hear that I originally met these women on the internet, and they don't even live in my state. One of my good friends who's a mentor to me, her name is Carol. She lives in Houston. And a funny thing, I was at a conference and met a man for about 5 minutes, just, you know, socially. He's in the same industry I'm in. Apparently, he went home to Houston and he had a friend at church named Carol. Went to her and said, you need to be friends with Allie Worthington. Gave her my contact information. That was 7 or 8 years ago now. And we've been tight ever since. It was just one of those things.
That's amazing. You're going to have to give me Carol's contact information since I'm in Houston, and we'll have to have coffee for you. That's awesome. How have these women shaped the way that you see God and your work and others?
Well, I've been really lucky. There's been two or three women in my life who do hear from the Lord and hear from him rather clearly. It doesn't happen every day. I mean, generally when we hear big things from the Lord, it's so monumental that it ends up in a book. I don't want anyone to be like, I maybe heard from the Lord once in the past 5 years. But the Lord, when I have been off track, when I've needed to get going on something that he wanted me to do, he has sent my friends specific messages to call me and tell me, which it's hard to pretend that you don't know what the Lord's doing when he sends people to actually talk to you, right?
Yeah.
For me, I had what appeared to be the dream job. I was the founding COO of Propel Women, which is a global women's ministry, and did not want to give that up, even though the Lord had asked me to give it up and to go back into business on my own. And I didn't want to do it. And I spent a year kind of wrestling back and forth with the Lord. And on the same day, two of friends, one's name is Carol and one's name is Bianca. They both called me and said some version of, I feel like you just wrote a book on fear, but you don't believe what you just wrote.
Wow.
And it was so obvious to me, unfortunately at the time, that God was just so like, listen, woman, I'm going to have to keep sending you message after message until you can trust me. And I think God does it in all of our lives, whether our dream is to start a garden or to go back to college or adopt a baby or have a baby, whatever it is. God plants these ideas in our hearts and we go, oh, I'm not the woman to do that. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough resources. I've made too many mistakes. And we hold ourselves back. And the Lord just is so kind and gracious in different seasons to keep sending message after message to get our attention.
Absolutely. You know, I worked for Enron and God called me to come home and leave my job and homeschool my kids. And, you know, I knew for about a year he wanted me to do it. And I really was like, I don't see how things are going to make ends meet. I don't know how I'm going to homeschool these boys, just all of the things. And the day that my boss wanted me to start working full time was the day that my son started having grand mal seizures. And I was like, okay, God, I hear you. Like my place is at home with my boys. And so I never want to get to that like Jonah moment where like, I want to learn quickly and obey what he wants me to do. Cause I don't like him having to work so hard to get my attention.
Wow. I mean, he's so gracious to give us a heads up.
Yes.
He's so gracious to put our feet on the path exactly where it needs to be.
Absolutely. Well, in your book, you share your ministry of stepping out into the unknown future with God. I'd love to know some practical ways that you handle uncertainties as a Christian woman in business and in ministry.
That's a great question. I think nothing has made us more aware of how we handle uncertainties like 2020, right?
Right.
I mean, it's, we think we have this rock solid foundation and great business plans and everything's amazing. And then for a lot of us, which a large part of income comes from speaking engagements, they're just wiped out.
Yeah.
And I think that as believers, as followers of Christ, in our businesses, we have to acknowledge when we need to freak out, because for us to go, I'm not afraid, God's in control, everything's going to be fine, but we're yelling at the dog half the time, we need to be like, wait a minute, let me actually take this to the Lord and admit I'm a little freaked out, or I'm nervous, or I don't know how this is going to come through. And I think that that's natural and good. And we want to talk to God about the big and the little things. We want to talk to God about, help me with my email list. Give me great vision to be able to build this thing. Help me with my clients. Give me the wisdom to be able to help people in the way that you want me to help them. But I think that's the first step. We don't have to pretend like we don't get nervous with what's going on in the world. What's going on in the world is scary. Yeah. We take it to Him. We find out how He wants us to partner with Him in what we're doing. And we make sure every day we are crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. Essentially, what we're doing in this season, as my friend Joe Saxton says, is we're planting seeds in the dark for a future that we can't see yet.
Yeah.
We kind of have a vision. We kind of think we know what's going to happen, but we don't clearly. So the seeds we plant of investing in our business and getting more education and investing in coaching and communities where other women are going to come along beside us and hold us accountable and help us keep going, those are seeds we're planting for a future success that we can trust God to bring us.
Yeah.
But again, it's that theme of partnership, like I talked about earlier with the book. God will partner with us in these hard seasons, in the uncertain seasons, just like He partners with us in the seasons of flourishing. And sometimes He just asks us to trust Him and give Him a little more time as He's making everything just right for us.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Another point that you make in your book is that you share that sometimes there's a single moment that can change your life forever. Mm. What are some defining moments in your own faith journey, and how has the Lord used those moments to draw you closer to Him?
Wow, that's a terrific question. Of course, we all know the first, the obvious answer is the moment of salvation. What comes to mind is the moments where I've been off course, where He gets my attention. I remember, I think it was 2011, I was running my conference and I had two speakers and both of them wanted to keynote because it was a business conference. And I had never seen either of them speak in person, but I knew they would be great speakers. So I Googled conferences where they were both speaking and arrived at this large arena with 10,000 people because I wanted to check them out to see how they were in person. And I didn't notice somehow that it was a pastor's leadership conference. And I walk in and I sit down. I was like, oh, I see what you're doing, Lord. And the Lord spoke to me that whole weekend and said, you haven't been paying attention to me. I need you to come back closer to me. I need you to get closer to me every day. And it was that weekend I repented and said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been putting you on the shelf in this season of my life. It's those moments for me where He orchestrates everything in this perfect way to get my attention. I fully believe He's the one that led to that Google search result where I went, well, okay, I'm driving to Atlanta and I'm going to this conference so He could sit me down for a weekend and get my attention. Now, I had been going to church every weekend. I'd been reading my Bible. I've been doing the whole thing, but my heart wasn't where it should have been with Him.
Yeah, I had a moment like that when I broke both of my arms in a bicycle accident.
Oh my goodness.
Talk about the Lord sitting you down, and being a busy homeschool mom with boys. You're a boy mom, you get it. Boys, busy and fun and messy and lots of food, and I could do nothing. And they had to feed me and do everything for me. But God literally sat me down for like a year. But it was the sweetest time in my life, as painful and as difficult as it was. I wouldn't take back that time or that moment for anything, because He spoke just His love over me so deeply. And, you know, I love it when he gets our attention, because sometimes when we're doing all the right things, we're going to church, we're doing all the things, but we can just get busy doing really good things for God. And, and we just sometimes just need to be still. Well, I've got another question for you. I would love to see where has God aligned your passion and your purpose? Because you are an author and a speaker, and you've held conferences, and you have the Called Creative. So where have you seen God align those passions and your purpose?
I love that. I'll tell you, I have to move my mic over here so I can read this note. I found a note that I wrote in 2009. I was at an event and someone challenged me with this question, challenged the whole room. It was just an event with maybe 20 people. And the question was, what dreams do I want to chase? And I wrote down, bring people together, change lives, build women's lives, share faith, educate, and encourage. And I just happened to find that a couple of months ago as I was cleaning out some papers. And I realized this is from over a decade ago. But everything I do, whether it's coaching women in business or events or the coaching community that I have for writers and speakers, everything falls along those lines.
Yeah.
What I wrote over a decade ago that I knew I was created to do, it looks different in different seasons. But I know when it comes down to it, whatever I'm doing, whether it's writing a book or speaking or coaching, it's all to build women's lives and to share faith and to make sure that they are able to grow. They're able to grow their businesses and they're able to live the life that God has created for them. And it's outworked differently. I think sometimes we think, okay, this is what I'm meant to do. This is my calling and this is what it's always going to look like. But the truth is, it looks like a lot of different things, but it's always kind of has that core thread running through it in the middle. And I think that's really a beautiful thing about the way God works with us.
Yeah, I agree completely. And I also see that things that we don't really understand at the time that he's doing in our life, he's actually preparing us for that next season. And I love it when I can get a glimpse back and see, oh God, you were preparing me for what was next when you had doing this completely unrelated thing, but it's actually preparing me for now. So I love that. And
oh, calling, yeah, absolutely.
They do look different in different seasons. And I think that that's really important for the women listening, because you might be in a season of motherhood and you think, you know, this is all that there is for me, but then, you know, your kids grow and there's another season there. And so, or maybe you don't have kids yet and or you're single. I mean, God has us in all these different places, but he's using all of it to conform us into his image and to grow us and to mature us. And I just love that you said that. Okay, I've got one final question, and I would love to know, you wrote the book Standing Strong, then, you know, COVID happens, and so what has he been working in your life throughout this year?
And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, it's the same lesson that he's always teaching me, and I think to some degree he'll be teaching me this lesson over and over again for the rest of my life here on earth. Is that he can be trusted. No matter what life looks like, no matter how I mess up, no matter how scary the world seems, no matter how awful it seems like things are going, he can be trusted. When he tells us to do something, when he wants us to do something, when he wants us to step out in faith, when he wants us to love well, when everything in us is saying, I don't want to do that, that he's good.
Yeah.
He's faithful. He doesn't abandon his children, and he can be trusted.
Oh, Allie, that is so good. Okay, so I do have one more question.
Oh, good. I like questions.
if you could sit down with a sister and have coffee with someone who just received a difficult diagnosis or who's struggling with trying to homeschool their kids and work from home and do all of the things, all of the different challenges that people are facing in 2020, and you could just sit down face to face, what would you say to encourage them?
I would say, don't think about long-term. Don't think about a year. Don't think about 6 months from now. Don't even think about 3 months from now. Every day, wake up and say, I'm going to partner with you today, Lord, with what you have for me. Give me strength. Give me wisdom. Give me the ability to do everything that you've put in front of me, whether it is heartbreakingly difficult or it's just exhausting or scary. Partner with me on it, Lord. Give me what I need to get through today. And every step of the way, one foot in front of the other. We can't even imagine a lot of times how difficult other women's challenges are, our own challenges are in different seasons. But we will get through them if we partner with God, we continually ask for help, and we keep putting one foot in front of the other. Because as I said, he can be trusted to be good. He can be trusted because he's faithful, and he will not abandon us.
So, so good. Standing Strong, A Woman's Guide to Overcoming Adversity and Living with Confidence. Y'all need to get this book. Allie is full of wisdom. And Allie, thank you so much for being here with us today and for sharing your heart and in reminding us that no matter what happens, that God is good, that he's with us, and that we can trust him.
Amen. We sure can. Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Thanks so much.